Morning Glory.
All right, comedian Courtney Eggleton is performing at the 2026 New Zealand International Comedy Festival on May 21st and 22nd. Her show is called Delicate Flowers, and it's billed as an amalgamation of your worst nightmares and your hottest wet dreams. As well as comedy, Courtney is an actor and appeared in My Life is Murder, Shortland Street, and Auckland Theatre Company's Romeo and Juliet. And she's sitting in front of me, joining us in the BFM studio this morning. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. I'm sure everything's very busy ahead of...
It is. It is chaos, but thank you for having me.
No, amazing. Well, okay, first question for you. Let's go start off hard. What's the worst nightmare you've ever had?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not the worst one, but it's definitely one that I have. It's a recurring nightmare that I've been having recently. And it's just orca whales that are always in my favourite swimming spots. And then I can't go and swim there because they're just like stalking me and they will eat me. Yeah.
That's, well, not what it means.
I haven't looked it up. I've been too afraid to look it up because what if it means something really scary?
Yeah, I never look up dream meanings because don't need to know.
No. Yeah. And I just, you know, I've been watching nature documentaries because I love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, orcas are really scary. And they're like, oh no, they're fine with people. And I'm like, you don't know that. Yeah, you don't know that until it's too late.
They're the apex predator of the ocean, so I would steer clear. Yeah. And there's also all over...
And like, yeah, they're beautiful or whatever, but beautiful things can bite.
Yeah, and they're also very common in New Zealand waters because they chase the stingrays. They come to, like, Buckland's Beach. And
yeah, they do. That's where I live.
How did... Buckland's Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from East Auckland as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I grew up all teenage years in Hawaii.
Amazing, so did I.
Wait, where'd you go to school?
I went to Pakeranga College.
Oh, yeah, I went to McLean's.
Yeah, we both did.
Wow, East
My
Auckland.
My support person who nobody can see, but I can.
Shout out, East Auckland.
It's, hello.
A lot of creative people have come out of there, like Beths and, like, Chelsea Jade and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
It's great. Well, Chelsea Jade went to your school, right?
We were art room friends. We met in art room at lunchtime.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool, eh? And friends ever since.
I want to know what your worst nightmare is, though. Please.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it animal related?
No, it's way darker than that.
Great.
It was.
That's fine.
In my dream, me and my partner were at like this big house party.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he had put a naked man in a box covered in grease and buried him.
That
and he's like, all right, let's
normal.
Go. And I'm like, no, we need to get this guy out now.
Yeah. He can't get out of the box himself.
Yeah,
he's
got
too greased up.
Unbury this man and the greasy man in the box.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it means. I don't want to know.
Don't look that up.
Sorry, Vinny, for telling that to all the BFM listeners.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, it's cool. So how do worst nightmares inform Delicate Flowers?
So Delicate Flowers is essentially my love letter to women who feel too much and that they are too much. So it's sort of this autobiographical, crazy fever dream through modern dating and what it means to be an intimidating woman, as I am.
And one who feels a lot.
And one who feels a heck of a lot.
And to do this, you play three wildly inappropriate, unhinged character clowns. Can you tell us about that?
I do. So each of my little clowns is sort of like a survival mechanism through modern dating. So there's my Blossom, who is my first sweet little innocent little baby who's desperately trying to be chill and cool and all of the things that make someone likeable.
So meet me when I was 18, probably.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Cool. She's the first form.
The first Pokemon.
Who still believes in love. Yeah, exactly. If this is our Pokemon going through evolution, Blossom is our first. She's the sweetest, she's the cutest, and all she says is Blossom. And then we emerge into Bin Lady, who is the worst parts of me. You know, she is all of the rage and the hurt and the hate and the anger and, like, everything. Like, you know, she's stalking people at night. She's rummaging through their bins. She's she knows where you live.
There's a vengeful hag in all of us.
Absolutely there is. And then, like, her evolved form is, like, somebody who does not give a shit. Can I say that? Can I swear?
Oh yeah. Hello, it's
BFM.
Cool,
so, cool. So she doesn't give a fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, check yourself before you really wreck yourself. So then Meow West is this third, final form, anthropomorphic sex kitten. Like, she is just toying with you. And she doesn't care about you because she's gone further than that to say, like, nah.
But she's only where she's at because she's been through the first two iterations.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amazing. And Are they clown clowns or are they...
No, they're not like red nose, red mouthed... you know, they're not a scary clown. They're just like silly, emotional, larger than life characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you study clowning or is it more, I have self-taught art?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
A bit of both. So I've done like a few workshops with Iris Seidenstein, who used to teach at Auckland Uni actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, one of the workshops that I did with him was essentially the brainchild of this show, because we did an exercise called Delicate Flower. And that was sort of what led me into wanting to create this. But my background is predominantly in like acting, and comedy is just something that I've done a lot of, but not necessarily in this space.
Yeah, when did you start sort of doing comedy, exploring that medium?
November.
Oh, real? Cool.
Yeah, so this is my first foray into comedy, and I originally was going to do a comedy show with a friend of mine who then moved to London.
Oh, classic.
Classic, I know, right?
Rude. Yeah.
And then as we were like sending off the email to be like, nah, we're not going to do the show, I was like, actually, what if I did a solo show? What if I just did that?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, okay, pitched a show. They were like, yeah, great, let's do it. And I was like, okay, now I've got to come up with a show. Awesome.
Shit.
What the fuck am I going to do?
Are you nervous about it?
Oh, like, yes, definitely. But I'm also so excited. And I don't know, nervous and excitement is so closely interlinked that I'm like, yes, I feel like my face is going to fall off. And that's also exciting, you know?
And because, yeah, you mentioned it just before, but your background is more dramatic. You studied at the Actors Program.
Yeah,
What was that like? It was quite intensive, right?
Yeah, so it was a one-year intensive. And I'd worked in the industry a lot before that, but it was my sort of, like, gift to myself as a 30-year-old, being like, okay, this is a one-year intensive course and this is your time. Like, what else are you going to do? You've either got to take it seriously or just keep sort of pottering along, not really getting anywhere, not making a lot of traction. So then I committed myself to this one-year program, which was crazy. It was like one of the best and one of the worst years of my life. So many things happened in my personal life, which made it one of the worst years of my life.
Yeah.
But the Actors Program gave me the space and the skills and the tools to work through all of that in such a safe space, and like allowed me to express myself to my fullest,
yeah,
which was just so beautiful and so like invaluable.
Yeah. Did it help you with the sort of craft, vocation, line of work? Did it help you level up like a Pokemon as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hella.
Worth the investment?
Hella worth the investment, yeah.
Because how old were you when you started doing sort of theatre or acting?
So I started acting classes when I was 6.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it sort of as like a hobby probably until I finished school. And then I was like, okay, great, I'm going to go to university and I'm going to study acting and theatre. And then in an audition for Toi Whakaari, I was like, yeah, I think I'm ready. And they were like, nah, you got to be ready. And I was like, okay, ooh.
Yeah.
So as a little 18-year-old, I was like, okay, I'll do something else. And then I came to Auckland Uni and I studied German and linguistics.
Yeah.
Graduated in 2015. And then I was like, okay, well, now I'm going to do some acting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just made a very, like, guerrilla career out of bits and pieces and went to workshops as much as I could. And then some massive life changes happened around my 30th birthday and I was like, wow, maybe I could go to the Actors Program. Mm. Maybe I could do it. Because I was like, I don't really want to go in for another 3-year degree. But I was like, I think this could be a really good sort of vocational training that's really hands-on, that's not just super theory-based, that I can really throw myself into and get a lot out of. And I did.
Yeah, and being 30, you kind of know yourself in a way you don't when you're 18?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I was like, oh, I'm ready. I'm more than ready.
How does your dramatic background inform your comedy?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting question. I think a lot of people wonder, like, oh, comedy is really easy. You just make them laugh. I think comedy is so much harder than dramatic performance. Like, it's all about telling the truth. And also I think a lot of comedy comes from being really intense. Like, the more that you believe it and the more that you dive in and dig in and dig deeper, like, the more that you need it, the funnier it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long, sort of, what was the process behind making Delicate Flowers in its current form?
In its current form, yeah. The process behind making it, so like I said, it stemmed from like a little seed within the clowning workshop that I did. And then, you know, I've been dating in the past few years and it's awful, for lack of a better word. Yeah, online dating sucks. And
you're doing it analog as well?
Oh my god. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Online dating, analog dating, whatever you, wherever possible, people just don't know how to communicate with each other anymore. And I was like, oh, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
When I'm communicating with these different people. And also being like a queer woman, I was like, oh, I'm so different to how I communicate with men, as how I communicate with women and non-binary people, because I'm like, oh, I don't care about men. Holy shit, like, they're awful. And for the most part, and I'm like, I'm not man-hating or whatever, not all men, hashtag whatever. But also, like, fuck them, yeah. You know? Like, I'm so angry and I'm so mad and I'm so mad at all of the bullshit that I've had to put myself through and, like, see my friends go through with dating.
Does that bullshit come out in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Would...
My bin lady is just full of rage.
Would Delicate Flowers be a good show to go on a date?
Absolutely.
Fifth date or committed relationship?
Honestly, all three of those. First date, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to, like, you know, it's going to be a bit confronting, but it's going to, you know, see if it's worth a second date. If you can handle it,
yeah,
then, you know, that's a very good green flag.
Yeah.
If you can't, fuck yeah. Yeah. Fifth date, yeah, good. That might, you know, it might be a bit exciting. Might, you know, lead to something else. Committed relationship, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. Yeah.
Where else is good to go on a date? I'm just going to pick your brain for a little bit of dating advice for our lovely BFM listeners who may need it.
Like like a specific venue or like...
Yeah, best place. Yeah, best dark corner for a third date.
Oh, best dark corner for a third date. Definitely Maybe is a great little bar on K Road.
Cool.
And that's that. It's just got a great atmosphere. It's so beautiful. It gets hot though, so be careful. If you run hot like myself, maybe sit by the window.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, I love something atmospheric.
Yes.
Yeah. Or like Meze Bar.
Meze's so good. Yeah. Amazing, unsung hero of Auckland.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about best location for an awkward first, like, lunch coffee date?
Oh, it's in the same spot, like Bestie.
Yeah.
You know? And yes. St. Kevin's Arcade. It's so good. Because you're like, oh, it's so pretty and so nice, but oh, what the fuck?
Then you also see everyone you've ever met.
I know.
That's
the
hard thing about dating in Auckland.
It is. It really is. Like, you will find someone wherever you are, or like going to a basement show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But, you know, you are going to have to introduce them to your entire cohort of your drama school. Yeah. Or,
and
you know,
all your exes.
All your exes, the whole office. You know, they're all going to be there.
Okay, so your show invites guests to join you in exploring what makes modern women interesting.
Yes.
What makes modern women interesting, in your opinion, Courtney?
That they are complex creatures. They are not just one thing. And that we all contain multitudes if you are brave enough to look for it.
Yeah, the Blossom and the Bin Lady are living inside us to this day. They stay with us.
Blossom, Bin Lady, and the anthropomorphic cat. Sex Kitten, Meow West. They all live inside of you.
And you will meet them all if you go see Courtney at the International Comedy Festival. Her show Delicate Flowers is on May 21st and May 22nd at Q Theatre Cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Come along.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.